Do not read this body. Do not read my body. Do not read me. I mean it. Do not read this body. I can feel your scanning eyes, your knowing eyes, your pretentious eyes, your judgmental eyes. I can feel them on my skin, on the curve of my lips, on the edges of my frown, on the heights of my cheekbones. I can feel your eyes. They reach for the shape of my knuckles, the contour of my cock in my skirt. I can feel them, your eyes. They are hungry. They press on my soft belly, wondering what I eat. They press on my heart skull, calculating what I'm thinking. They press on my beating heart, guessing what I'm feeling. I raise my palms outwards in self-defense. I clench my fists, threateningly, pleadingly. Do not read this body. Do you hear the fear in my voice? Do you feel the despair? Do you understand it? Have you learned to fear a knowing look? Does a confident gaze terrify you too? Do you also fear the violence of eyes that read eyes that will dissect, assemble, categorize, and archive, scientific eyes, machine eyes with embedded algorithms, artificially intelligent eyes. Do you know them? Do you fear them? The eyes that monitor, police, judge, record, and assign blame. I can feel them everywhere. Your searching eyes, your reading eyes, your substitute eyes, your eyes. A lover once told me, "I see you." My heart froze, my mind ran, my body wanted to fight, so we wrestled. I held them down and I said, "You know, this sounds a lot like a threat. It is a claim on me. I'd rather you would just look. Just look. This seeing me, it puts me at a disadvantage. I can't see myself. Mirrors and selfies offer but poor reflections of myself. They are merely reversed facsimiles and, at best, two-dimensional portraits. In fact, you are a poor mirror too. In your eyes, I am a greater sum than my parts. Sometimes an unknowable quantum element." So they fought back, anchored me down. Lying on my belly, my ass exposed, I pleaded, "Honey, I'd rather you would just look. Just look. Bear witness, don't claim me. You know what? Pick a place beside me and let me do the seeing. I look from the inside out. Inside, it is cozy and dark. Inside here, it is also lonely and scary. From inside, this body moves me from space to space, gaze to gaze, and things happen. Happy things, sad things, violent things, funny things. You happened, you happy, silent, sad, funny thing. Your body happened to mine." I bucked and kicked, reversed and spun, and they lost their grip. And when I was freed, I sang, "When you kiss me, I close my eyes to move you deeper inside, to touch you inside, to be inside with you. So just look. And when you can't bear to look anymore, honey, kiss me. Be with me inside." Speaker. I speak with my hands and wrists. My mouth savors the words. My head moves with the confidence of a steady train of thought. I frown on cue. I laugh with nuance. And my smile punctuates inflections. My back arches as I bend my body into strategic exclamation marks. At this very moment, I am seated at the edge of my seat as if to reach you through the walls. I want to be near to you in thought and in body. You see, speaking stretches every part of my body. Every tendon, every muscle is activated as I postulate, explain, defend, persuade, and conclude. Now that you can't see me, I wonder whether the agitation of my body will scare you less. My black, fat, femme body, when it undulates, tensing, demanding attention, disciplining you, teaching you, accusing you, wanting more and better from you. Angry black bodies are your proverbial monsters in the closet. The boogeymen and boogeywomen hiding under your bed. I know you're scared. We are hungry to right the wrongs of history with the sharp blade of revenge. So now that you can't see me, will you hear me better? Our bodies form a static of intuitive information, projections, assumptions. I know you can't hear me because I can't hear you through it. You see, your white body, I fear it. Your cis body, I reject it. Your male body, I fuck it. Your straight body, I hate it. Your thin body, I reject it. Your white body, I hide from it. Your cis body, I envy it. Your male body, I let it in me. Your straight body, I rely on it. Your white body, I hate it. Your cis body, I lick it. Your male body, I spank it. Your thin body, I fight it. Your white body, I fear it. Your cis body, I reject it. Your male body, I fuck it. Your straight body, I hate it. Your thin body, I reject it. Your white body, I hide from it. Your cis body, I envy it. Your male body, I let it in me. Your straight body, I rely on it. Your white body, I hate it. Your cis body, I lick it. Your male body, I spank it. Your thin body, I fight it. Your white body, I fear it. Your cis body, I reject it. Your male body, I fuck it. Your straight body, I hate it. Your thin body, I reject it. Your white body, I hide from it. Your cis body, I envy it. Your male body, I let it in me. Your straight body, I rely on it. Your white body, I hate it. Your cis body, I lick it. Your male body, I spank it. Your thin body, I fight it. Your white body, I fear it. Your cis body, I reject it. Your male body, I fuck it. Your straight body, I hate it. Your thin body, I reject it. Your white body, I hide from it. Your cis body, I envy it. Your male body, I let it in me. Your straight body, I rely on it. Your white body, I hate it. Your cis body, I lick it. Your male body, I spank it. Your thin body, I fight it. Of your glitter, or is it the black of your boots? What does the sweat and cum drying up on your Berghain jeans say about you? Tell me, what do you know about yourself? Are you an open book, or does your cover deceive people? Are you deeper than you look like? Are you kinder than you seem? Are you stronger than you appear? Tell me, are all your pages written out? If I read you, would you thank me for it? Would you love me? Would you love yourself? Tell me, if I read you, if I read you and found your prose ugly, if I read you and found your plot predictable and boring? If I read you and found your metaphors wrong and your tone aggressive? If I read you and found the rhythm of your story flat, tell me, would you change your story then? Would you rewrite yourself? Would you reconsider the logic of your past? Reassess the depth of your traumas? Restructure the texture of your loves? Repaint the colors of your fault? Tell me, would you plagiarize to be interesting? Would you plagiarize to be beautiful? Would you plagiarize to be deep, to be relevant? Would you steal storylines, plot twists, and characters to belong, to be valued, to be seen? Tell me, how do you know you're not plagiarizing right now? How do you know you haven't edited your story countless times? Tell me, what is true about you? What do you know about you? Savior once told me, I don't see color. You could be white, yellow, purple for all I care. I said, with blame and accusation in my voice, you know that's bullshit. Of course you see my skin color. You see it. What you're refusing to do, however, is to acknowledge that my blackness is targeted, hunted, disregarded, hated, feared, desired, excluded, dismissed, neglected. What you refuse to acknowledge is that there are endless ways in which my blackness is violated and violenced. What you refuse to acknowledge is that it benefits you. What you refuse to acknowledge that you can, should, and must be held accountable for the benefits you derive from it and for your inaction. I said, with authority and anger in my eyes, you do see that I am black. You see it, I know it, and you know it. The effort you do to not acknowledge my blackness is violent. It is self-serving. It is inexcusable. It is no cause for congratulations, for applause. You know what? I will give you no pats in the back, no approval, because it is simply lazy, violent, and untruthful. I said with reproach and scorn on my lip, I know what you really want to say, you know. I know that you want to say, I am not concerned or involved in this racism business. By the sheer power of my will and the grace of my intention, I have opted out of racism. See here, this force field I have magicked around me. It nullifies the reality and consequences of racism within 10 meters of my pristine white body. I said, with resolve and force as I snapped, you think that I need to be elevated from my blackness. You put on this blindfold to recognize me as valid, worthy, and valuable. You think that rejecting the color of my skin elevates me to the alabaster halls of humanity. You know what that is. It is racism. It is the belief that the melanin of my skin devalues me, a belief that has you rushing to ignore my blackness, to unsee it, to erase it. I said, with certainty, I reject your elective color blindness, for I will not tolerate to be diminished. My skin is mine. It is mine. You cannot, you will not flay my skin off. I will not allow it. I am complete. I've been reading Roxane Gay's Hunger this week. This is my second attempt. The first time, I could not get past the chapter in which she describes the gang rape that she... I could not get past that. This time, though, I'm resolved to read her memoir of her body, but... You know, her prose remains very hard and difficult to move through. It is barbed, you see, it is sharp. It stings and cuts, and every page leaves me bloody and exhausted. When I read her, I feel thrown. You know, thrown back into my fat body. I carry and nurture a fat body too, you know. You might not know this, but fat bodies need a little bit of care and nurture. My fat body is a different kind of fat body than Roxane Gay's, but what I think we have in common is what our fat bodies do for us. I'm so impressed by the fact that she deliberately and intentionally made her body fat. She says so. She says that she wanted to make her body into a body that was so fat, so big, that it could no longer be broken, that it could no longer be violated. I am impressed that she had a plan, that she knew, that she strategized and executed. So impressed. These last few years, I've been catching up with knowing, with understanding, with acknowledging the ways my body chose to protect me, the choices it made for me to be safe. Safe from everyone and most things, but especially, I guess, safe from your desire for my body, your hunger for my body, your need to touch it, press on it, squeeze it, pull at it, lick it, salivate on it, bite in it, to enter it, to enter me without so much as an invitation or permission. Your desire and lust has always thrown me. It has thrown me out of my body more times than I can remember. And you see, I'm a runner. When I'm thrown out, I keep running. I don't run into the recesses of my mind, though. I run out towards the sky, towards the lights. I run out of my body. All that throwing and running, it has weakened the ties, the links, the chains between me and my body. Life long full of being thrown and running outwards, it will do that, you know. It will loosen your hold to your body, or maybe more it's like it will loosen your body's hold on you. So I turned into a frequent visitor to my body. I've become a guest, a reluctant stranger huddled in my body. So I stopped knowing. I stopped knowing that my body anticipated to be broken over and over again. That my body got itself ready for violence. That my body grew to withstand the attacks that would not stop coming. proud. I'm proud of this body, though, for having taken the lead of protecting us. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry I ran out. Ran out so often. I wasn't there to help you grow. I was absent. But here we are now. I have grown. I am fat. I am big. I am strong. They will try to break us, my very dear body, but you made us so very hard to break. You made us ready to fight back. And that is beautiful. So very, very beautiful.